When is something age appropriate? That is something that as a grandfather, I'm once again aware of when I look at our granddaughters and I see them and you have a certain toy. Let's say you go to McDonald's, you get a Happy Meal, and there's a certain toy. Well, there are certain pieces that that child, if it's too young, then she will try to put that in her mouth and could choke as a result. And so on the different packages, they have what age it would be appropriate to be able to hand that to that child and know that that is okay. You can see that throughout ages. Even when you look at board games, it says such and such an age, how many players, things along that line. And so age appropriate is something to think about. We see that in life. There's an age level that smoking is allowed. There is an age level when drinking is allowed. There's an age level when you're able to vote. There is an age level when it comes to what movies you can attend. All these things can go completely disregarded if somebody is doing that on their own. And so as a result, something being age appropriate. Well, we come to this time in David's life, and he's going to be crowned king, and he's been through many, many circumstances. And so when does he get the green light? You see, someone once defined middle age as a brief period of time between being too young to do something and being too old to want to. And there's truth in that. It seems that we spend the first part of our lives being told, no, you're too young to date, you're too young to drive, you're too young to get married. Then we spend the latter years of our lives being told, no, you're too old to start a new career, you're too old to go back to school, you're too old to live alone. And in American society, age is often a critical factor. Well, when David began to reign at the age of 30, some may have said, David, you're too young to be king. We need someone older. And by the time he had ruled for 40 years and he'd reached the age of 70, others were probably saying, David, you're too old to be king over Israel. It's time to turn it over to someone younger. But in God's sight, age is not really an issue. And Scripture indicates that God uses the very young. The prophet Jeremiah said, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. Jeremiah 1, verse 6. But God used him anyways. Timothy, too, must have ministered at a very young age because Paul had told him, Let no one despise your youth, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Now, on the other hand, there were men like Caleb, who at the age of 85 could still claim, I wholly followed the Lord, Joshua 14, verses 6 through 14. The Apostle John continued to minister, and according to tradition, he wrote the book of Revelation in his elder years. Now, is there someone telling you that you're too young to serve God? Well, don't believe it. If someone is telling you you're too old to respond to God's call, well, then forget it. With God, age is not an excuse. Don't follow their advice. You follow the leading of the Lord. Age is no issue with an ageless God. In God's service, age is not important as trust in God's call. Is there anything that you believe God wants you to do that you've not yet begun? Well, what are the hindrances keeping you from serving the Lord? You see, if age and time and resources were not factors, what would you want to do for the Lord? More significant than age is how we live as a Christian. What in our lives should be an example to others? If you see that in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, it says, Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. So why don't you pray today that regardless of others, you would follow where and when God leads. Think about that. Put that down in writing and respond to the green light of the Lord.